Well, this very hour, today, we focus on the Central Equatorial State Directive that has suspended land demarcation and planning activities, a move that has raised many questions among residents, landowners and investors. Many people want clarity on what is suspended and what is still allowed, and where citizens should go for service during this period. So to help us clarify the directive and what it means in practice, I am joined in the studio by the Central Equatorial State Minister of Land, Housing and Public Utilities, Honorable Minister David Morbe. Good morning, Minister. Welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Miraya Breakfast Show, and the listeners of Miraya FM.
All right. And Minister, what exactly is suspended? Is it only land surveying and demarcation, or does it also affect land allocation, registration and transfers?
Thank you very much, the listeners of Miraya FM, for the clarity. When we came with the order in order to suspend the activities within government levels, it is not about suspending the demarcation or the surveying or the other activities related to the land allocations. But mainly we are talking about the suspension of unconnected or ungood communications or proper arrangement that we suspend.
What are those proper unproper arrangements?
Because improper arrangement in any activities that's supposed to be conducted within the issues of the land, it has to be conducted in the proper way, whereby all the stakeholders and the rightful institutions that was been given the mandate by the Constitution is the one to handle the issues of the land. And we have realized that within the, that period, there is no any proper arrangement in regarding to the issues of the land. That's why it creates problems. As a minister, I've realized that there is a need for us to have a system whereby we can regulate, we can allocate, we can organize the land without creating any further conflicts. That's why we came with that order. So it was very clear. The counties and the Juba City Council, and even the level of the counties up to the Payams, they have a right to issue a land, to demarcate a land, but it has to be in line with the laws. And any plans that is going to be executed, it has to be checked properly. Then it has also to be endorsed and approved by state authority.
Your ministry?
Yes. As a concerned ministry.
As a concerned ministry. But does this suspension stop people from buying or selling land?
When you're talking about
acquiring
selling
land.
Or acquiring land, it is a fundamental right of anyone who has a legal document. He owns his land, has a right to do whatever he want to do with his land. Whether he wanted to sell or to lease or to put on a mortgage, that is his rights. So we don't have any problem on that. And we don't need to stop anyone from his rights.
We understand that there is demarcation in some parts that is ongoing right now. Is it true that your ministry is conducting?
When you're talking about the demarcation, maybe previously, but currently, we are opening roads and also we are showing a plot to the rightful owners. And this is now the activities that is taking place. But I don't see, and even I don't get any report after the orders, that there is a demarcation going or is taking place, unless it's been carried by people who are not entitled or who are illegal people. Maybe these are the people carrying such kind of activities, but not from the side of the ministry or from the side of the government of Central Equatorial State.
Do you find it hard when you go for these showing activities to the rightful owners, like showing land to the rightful owners? Are there challenges that you think are beyond your control as a ministry?
When we are talking about the challenges, is there, and it is not about the challenges of the ministry alone, but is the challenge to the government of Central Equatoria State, because when we are talking about the areas that was been demarcated, but up to this moment we are still struggling to give a right to the rightful owners. And previously we have been talking about the obstructions of the engineers not to carry their activities in order to give a land to the rightful owners, and that obstruction, we found it as a resistance from those who are staying in these areas. And most of these people who are carrying such kind of activities are not the owners. And these are actually the people making problems, obstructing the work not to continue. But I believe that we are the government. The government is the government. The government has a mandate, which is laws.
Are these people still obstructing the showing activities that are happening?
Up to this moment, some of them are trying. But as a government, we cannot tolerate and we cannot allow them to continue, because we need to prove that the government is a government, because we cannot deny the rights of the people to own their plots.
Honorable, there are issues. When you talk of land in Juba, there are a lot of issues, you know, land grabbing, a lot. And it's your ministry that is concerned about some of those things. What do you think is encouraging or is making it hard for your ministry to address this issue of land grabbing?
The ministry has the capacity to address many challenges. And when people are talking about the issues of the land and the problems of the land grabbing in the Juba, first of all, we need to understand the nature of the Juba or the Central Equatoria State. As a capital city of the state, the same time is the capital of the Republic of South Sudan, whereby most of the people are now coming in, and the city is realizing the growing of the populations. And these are some of the phenomena that is happening. But the state and the ministry are working very hard in order to address these issues. When we are talking about the system, we want the people to understand the work of the government and to allow the government and the ministry to do his work in order to organize and to allocate and to put the people...
Are you facing resistance from the national government?
There is no any clear resistance, but previously
interference.
Mm-hmm.
Interference,
but we talk about it and we address it in the level of the cluster, because in interlinkages, we talk about it, but now all the activities has been stopped. Mainly, the document that was been issued from the side of the other institutions in the national level is not longer there. It was been withdrawn. So now we come to the normality whereby it is the full sole responsibility of the state and the Minister of Housing to do his mandate or to carry his work.
What should citizens do right now if they need land services? The correct legal way of acquiring land?
First of all, for the citizens, it is about their rights. And the right has been given by the constitutions that any citizen has a right on the land. So it is just a matter of following a right procedures. It is just a matter of following a right procedures. And when we are talking about the rights of the citizen to land, the citizen has a right as a citizen, and that right has been given by the constitutions. Our problem is most of the citizens were not aware about how to acquire the land, and mostly the people who are just coming and start constructing without even asking or requesting. And these are the problems that we are facing. But most of the people, they were aware about the process of the land, whether in the level of the State Minister of Housing or in the level of the county or Payam or the Bumas. Most of them are aware. But the majority, those who are be making a problems, we categorize them. we categorize them, that these are the people, they don't want to listen to the rule of law because they just want to earn the land by themselves, either by force or by other means. And as I've said in our previous clarification or the state release, that now the land became a commodity whereby people are relying on it by taking a land which is not theirs, and they start selling and even making problems. And you will find that also some groups are forming themselves, coming together, and start also taking a land and selling it.
And your ministry in addressing this by use of force, it seems, I cannot say, do you think by use of force it has worked to like evict those people out from the places that you term as not legally acquired by them? Or is there another also way of trying to solve this issue, because it seems like it's rampant?
The word using force, we don't encourage using force as a government, but we are putting a measures. First of all, we come with the order, and that order, it has to be respected.
But if it's
this is the procedures, you know. We have a law enforcement organs are there to implement it. If there is any resistance, but we cannot start by using force, because why are you using force? You need to understand the situation, to study the case, and exactly to study what is the problem, and then you will address it accordingly and according to the law. So this is what we have been doing.
Apart from that, what is that solution that you have in the ministry, or maybe that you're developing to help bring these issues of land grabbing to an end?
The issues of land grabbing is very clear, and what we have been doing, we are working very hard in order to address this issue. One, we said we need to give land to the rightful owners. When we are talking about the more than 13 areas within the Juba, that is already been demarcated. So if we manage to give this land to the rightful owners, to me, it will be a solution whereby we can reach to the 60% or 70% of solving this solution. This is one. Number two, the engagement. We need also to engage the people on the ground, and already we are being starting engaging the settlers, those who are being staying in the areas that has been demarcated, or the areas that is not been demarcated but is the agricultural lands and some of the villages. We told them not to interfere to the land. That will bring a chaos, or it will bring a conflict. Let them stay in the place whereby the government can come and organize them. That initiative, we've started it in the eastern bank of the river, in the area of Garbor, Wornyoka, and the people in the eastern bank of the river. It was very good. And the same method, we are going to apply it in the western bank of the river in order to address these issues. Our problems is those who are not been listening to the call and to the voice of the government. Because who is responsible for the land? It is the government. And it is the government who have a power by law in order to manage the land, to organize the land, and even to give a land, whatever, any type of land. So in this regard, first of all, we need to implement the process of the showing, whereby we will be able also to identify who are those people that is staying within the areas without having a documents, and that one will be also considered. That one will be considered, because you find in some areas, like how do you call it, in the area of the Gudele, because we have Gudele 1 and 2 and 3 already, and some part of the 4 has been taken. It was been demarcated during the time of Adama Tahir Hamdun, and the community claimed it. Later on, it's been now taken by the people who are not having a proper documents for it. And most of these people, if they are taking just a land, a size of the plot, it's good. But you will find that most of them are taking a land in terms of the blocks. So there is a mechanism whereby we can engage them, we can synthesize them, we can tell them that it is better to have a plot with the proper documents, the size of the plot, and the rest will be given to other people. These are some of the mechanisms that we're going to do. On the top of that, we have seen that the town is growing, and there is no way, unless also we need to address the issue of the population. So in our engagement, we are also selling these ideas that we need to have some sub-towns in order to relieve Juba from the congestions or from the huge population. And we are working closely, and these are the ideas that we are developing, that we are going to have at least 2 sub-towns in order to release Juba. And that one will be the final solution to the issues, because these sub-towns will accommodate all people. And I don't think from that point we are going to have a problem, and that one will be the final solution to the issue. Thank you very much. As I've said, we are selling the ideas, engaging the leadership so that we will be table for the approval, and we will be going to start doing the preliminary
to be approved by the Council of Ministers.
Yes, and even we will be engaging even the partners on that, and not only the sub-towns to the Juba, but also we have an idea of developing a county's headquarters within the Central Equatorial State. That one also could help in the issues of solving these problems. So these are the activities that we are working in order for us to have the projections, because the issue of the land is not a daily business whereby every day people are talking about the land, the land, the land. It has to be done once, and then it will be also continued when there is a need, because the issues of the land are supposed to be conducted after every decades. And that one, it will be done according to the demands of the population. So this one, we don't think that it can continue. As a government, we need to have a plan to continue in order to make the solution, whereby we cannot continue on the problems without addressing it.
You said earlier on that the issue of fake documents, how are you planning to address it? Those people having documents that are not authentic from your from the relevant authorities, either from the PIAM or from the ministry, and they are living in certain lands.
When you're talking about the fake documents, there are different types of the fake documents. First of all, the people who are living in those areas claim themselves as chiefs, and others are just forming themselves in terms of the groups, issuing a documents, and issuing a document to the residents, collecting money, and we don't know where they're taking this money, and they're claiming that they are the right people or they are the landlords. So any document who is not authentic is not being issued from the State Minister of Housing or the county or the PIAM is illegal, and we cannot consider that document, and we consider it as an illegal document, and these are the people that is need to be taken into the law, because we are not encouraging. That's why the orders came in order to burn and to suspend such kind of activities and for them not to continue. So this is our position clearly as a mandated ministry. We cannot allow such kind of activities and such kind of the groups to exercise these practices while the government is in the full responsibility of the issues of the land.
Honorable, lastly, there have been issues of school land being taken, you know, allegedly sold, the teachers' quarters being taken, allegedly taken by some people. What are you doing as a ministry? Because the teachers' union coming out clearly in the state saying that the teachers' quarters has been taken, you know. So what are you doing as a minister to ensure that this land that belongs to is protected?
What I can say it is about the complaint that reached to the ministry, and still we are going to establish the committee in order to make an investigation. So this is
when are you establishing the committee?
The committee already is going to be established as soon as possible, because this complaint to me and to the ministry is alarming, and such kind of activities we cannot tolerate as a government. But we need to make sure that soon as possible we will look into this issue by investigating it, and who are those people involved in such kind of practices, and then the state authority and the government will come with the decisions upon it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Minister David Morbe, the Minister of Land, Housing and Public Utilities in Central Equatorial State. Many thanks for joining us here in the Mirai Breakfast Show and also helping us to clarify the land demarcation suspension in Central Equatorial State to our listeners. The key message is to follow the official procedures through the ministry and local authorities and to avoid dealing with illegal brokers or unauthorized demarcation activities. Many thanks indeed for joining
me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversation begins every morning. Stay tuned. Good morning.
Radio Mirai, your number one source of engaging dialogue, news, and entertainment.